Hare Krishna. This is Bhajan Rahasyam class, October 22nd. We're discussing Ashtamayam Sarana. This is the Prem Nam Bhajan, Prem Sambhog. Bhajan at the level of Prema for the Premi Bhakta. What is the content of their meditation? What is their realization and perception of the Holy Name? Ashtamayam Sarana explains about Mahabhav, and all the verses in the chapter are describing Mahabhav. So Mahabhav, of course, is the highest level of Krishna Prema as experienced by the specifically by the gopis in Vrindavan, and their Prakriti, Chinmayadeya, and their spiritual bodies. And when a jiva attains Prema and goes to Boma Vrindavan, he can also experience something if he's in Madhurya Bhav and Palyadasi Bhav as a Manjri of Radharani, or if he becomes a Sakhi, that the jiva attains the Srupa of a Sakhi or a Gopi, Nitya Sakhi or other type of regular Gopi. He can experience Mahabhav in relation to Krishna. We have Krishna Prema. We can reach the threshold of Krishna Prema in this life by our bhajan, by our surrender, by the mercy of Nam and Sri Guru. We attain Krishna Prema. Anyone who chants these holy name offenselessly will attain the goal of life, which is Krishna Prema. But when we enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then we can go to higher levels of prema experience in our consciousness, in our heart, in our spiritual bodies, the spiritual feelings, the spiritual sentiments, the spiritual reactions that come along, which are experienced at the level of prema, and is called sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So this is the highest stage, mahabhav. And it has two features. There's love and union and love and separation. So it's way beyond our perception. And certainly we can't feel these aprakrita bhavas because we don't have an aprakrita deha in our possession, spiritual body, to experience spiritual feelings. But we read about them and we hear about them. So I have collected some rather lengthy discussion about Mahabhav, and this is a high subject, no doubt, but we should understand it, because if we're talking about Gopi Bhav and Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhai, the Nikunja Seva of Radha and Krishna, then we're talking about Mahabhav. This is at this level of Leela. We talk about Ras Leela. What is tonight? What is tonight? Tonight is Rasa Purnima. This is the Ashwin Purnima. This is the what is called the full moon night of the Sharad season. Everyone's heard of the 10th canto, chapter 29 through 33. This Leela takes place whenever Krishna comes to the material world. It's called Maharas. And the Maharas takes place on this night, and this is when the sadhana siddha gopis, the munichari gopis, the rishichari gopis, when they all attain perfection of their sadhana, they enter the rasa dance with Krishna. As you know, in Krishna book, many of the rishis, the Dandakaranya sages, they became gopis in Boma Vrindavan, and they worshipped goddess Katyayani. This is in Krishna book. And every morning they went early in the morning, bathe in Jamuna. Then they worship goddess Katyayani, who is a form of Yogamaya, the spiritual energy of the Lord. And they prayed to Yogamaya, Nandagopam Sutam Devi Dehi. My mind slips right now. But they had a mantra that's one verse from the Bhagavatam. But he says, O Mahayogini, Nanda Gopasutam Devi Pati Me Kuru Te Namaha. We pray you, Dehi, please let the son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Gopa, Nanda Gopa is Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Gopa Sutam Dehi, Patim Me Kuru Te Namaha. Kuru means to do. Kuru, Kuru. Patim, we want him to be our pati. So you please make arrangements so we can have a conjugal relationship with him. And they worshipped every day for 30 days. And this was in Margashirsha month. And then Radharani joined them on the last day of their vow. Radharani and Ashtasakhis joined these sadhana siddhasakhis, who were jivas, and they attained their siddhadeyas in Boma Vrindavan. So then Radharani and all their Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti gopis, they joined with these sadhana siddha gopis, and they all came to the Chirgat on the bank of the Yamuna, and they bathed together. Then Krishna heard about that Radharani is over there, and that's the ultimate attractive force for Krishna. Wherever Radharani is, Krishna is going to be there. So the sadhana siddha gopis were very intelligent to invite Radharani to come to honor the last day of their 30-day brat. And they would, for sure, they would get some response. If Radharani is there, somehow or other, success will come. So she came, and then because she was there, then Krishna said, well, then I guess I better go there too. So then Krishna and a few friends, they went over there on the plea of being attracted to the scenery and the skyline and different colors and flowers in the trees and whatever. And they went there and they stole the clothes of the gopis. Have you ever heard of this pastime? Gopi Vastraharana. Krishna steals the clothes of the gopis or something like garments of the gopis. So he stole the saris, ran up in the tree, and then they came out and, you know, the Leela. He said, next year, now you're too young. You're only 5 years old. And I'm only 6. No, I'm 7. You're 6. I'm 7. I think so. Next year, I will fulfill your desire to have conjugal vilas, rati vilas with me in the rasa dance. So, and he gave them, as Gopal Bhatta Goswami says in his writing, when he returned the saris of each gopi, he gave each sadhana siddha kanya gopi, virgin unmarried gopi, he gave each one a hug and a kiss. He gave them prema lingata. He gave them a hug and a kiss and gave their sari back. And he said, next year. So that hug and that kiss was all they needed to sustain somehow or other the next year. Then the next year, on this very night, this is Ashwin Maina, the last day of Ashwin Maina. Tomorrow is the first day of Kartik Maina. But the Niyam Seva Brata begins on Ekadasi, as Prabhupada also observed in 1972 in Radhadamodar Temple. Prabhupada wrote a letter before that and said, now we are going to Vrindavan. We will spend Kartik in Radhadamodar Temple and observe the urge of Brata beginning on Ekadasi. A letter is there. So Prabhupada himself is writing, and he did, began his urja brata to worship Radharani in Seva Kunja and Vrindavan and Ekadasi. Like all the other Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they begin their brat, their Niyam Seva on Ekadasi. So on this very night, 5,000 years ago, Krishna played his murali and he called all these virgins, hey, come on, Kanta Jamuna, Jamuna Pulina, Vamshivat. So they went to Vamshivat and they met Krishna, and the whole Leela is there. So we can, the moon will be in full moon tonight. All day it's Purnima, all night it's Purnima, and Purnima ends tomorrow at 7 a.m. But because it ends after sunrise, the Tithi, then on many calendars they say tomorrow is Purnima. This is, but as far as actually tomorrow begins Ekam. Very beautiful. So this is considered the full moon night of the Sharad season, although this hardly seems like Sharad season, which is usually a little bit cooler and cloudy, but seasons are all Ulta. So this Rasa dance is all about Mahabhav. And this, in the previous verse, verse number 7, Satamayam Sarna, we were discussing prema at the level of Vipralamba. That was last year's discussion. Vipralamba Nam Bhajan. And we remarked in that class last year that Prabhupada mentions once, I believe, if you, for those folio freaks, which should be all of us, I suppose, they probably sense, because I looked up the word Vipralamba, when I found one purport where Prabhupada says we must learn how to do Vipralamba Seva. Vipralamba is an aspect of prema. There's sambhog, which means bhog, enjoying together, being together, enjoying together. And there's Vipralamba, means being separated somehow or other, physically, emotionally, some separation. So that Prabhupada's saying, this is Vipralamba Seva, this is, he's telling, this is sadhaka, this is our type of our bhajan, crying in separation, where is my mother? I'm a child separated from my mother. I'm a jiva separated from God. I'm a dasi separated from my swamini. I'm a das separated from my prabhu. I'm a friend separated from my friend, right? I'm a sakha separated from my friend, Dinabandhu Krishna. I'm a dasi, manjari, kinkari, separated from my swamini, Radha. I ananda tamasha kinkari. I Vrishabhanuja kinkari. I Vrishabhanuja kinkari. Vrishabhanuja means one who is born from Vrishabhanu. Yes? That's Vrishabhanu Nandini Radharani ki jai. So you can modify the verse. Usually the verse is I Nanda Tanuja. Nanda Tanuja. Tanu, body. Ja, born. Nanda, Nanda Maharaj. Hey, Nanda Nandan, I'm your kinkar, I'm your surrendered servant. But we can say, I Vrishabhanu Tanuja, I Vrishabhanu Tanuja, kinkari. Hey Swamini, hey Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha, I'm your dasi, but I'm separated. Will you pick me up? Will you take me to your domain and engage me in your eternal service? Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is Vipralamba, Seva. Vipralamba Naam Bhajan. That was discussed last year. In this previous verse, Mahaprabhu tasted the ocean of Radharani's Mahabhav and waves of separation from Krishna. In this verse, Ashlishyamam Paratam Panashtamam, Mahaprabhu experiences Radharani's Mahabhav in union with Krishna, which is called Sambhog Milan, or Sambhog Prem, Sambhog Vilas. Separation from Krishna is an aspect of Krishna Prem. So are we in Krishna's Leela? We are in Krishna's Leela. Krishna in the form of Mahavishnu. Is Mahavishnu Krishna? Krishna expands into Balaram. Balaram expands into Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. And the Chaturvyuha, they expand, and Sankarsana expands into Mool Sankarsana. He expands into Purusha avatars. Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and Garbhadakshay Vishnu and Shiradakshay Vishnu. Yes? Yes. So where do they all start from? Krishna. Is Mahavishnu Krishna? Yes. And Mahavishnu has expansions. Krishna has expansions. Radha has expansions. And when Krishna expands himself, why does he expand himself? Because he's tired of twiddling his thumbs. So I expand myself into a male form, a Purusha, and a female form, Prakriti, because these are aspects of me. I am Purusha and Prakriti. They're within me. I am. I am Purusha. I am Param Purusha. I am Param Prakriti. This is me. This is my Shakti. And I am Shaktiman. I'm full of Shakti. So, boing, Purush, Balaram. Hey, you look exactly like me. How you became white? If I'm blue, then what's the fun? You look like a carbon copy. Not sure. Okay, cool. Stay white. So that's the Purusha. Then, oh, but there's another aspect of my being. There's my Prakriti. Boing. Oh, acha. What is your name? Oh, me? I'm Radha. Oh, Radha. That means worshiper, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm here to worship you. Acha. Okay, well, go ahead. And she does. In infinite varieties of ways. So that's how it all began. It was not Adam and Eve, actually. It was Radha and Krishna. Similar idea, but wrong time frame. There was no apples there. It's only mangoes. The forbidden fruit. Watch out. So Krishna expands into different parts and personalities, and he enjoys. Mahavishnu expands, and when Krishna enjoys, it's called Leela, and he's called Leela Purushottam. Yes? You agree? Mahavishnu is also Krishna, and he expands into parts and parcels, his energy, his Purusha aspect, his Prakriti aspect, and he enjoys. And that's called Leela. What's the name of that Leela? Shristi Leela, creation. We jivas are part of Krishna's Leela. I agree 100%. We're part of Krishna's. I have no argument. But which form of Krishna and what Leela Stali? Are you part of Krishna's Leela and Seva Kunj, Nidiban, Rasa Stali, and O? No. You and me are part of Krishna's Leela here in St. Petersburg. Moscow, Delhi, Bombay, Los Angeles, Redondo Beach, and New Jersey, which is somewhere out there in the universe. So this is all part of Mahavishnu's creation, his Ekpad Vibhuti, and we're his parts and parcels. Have we not expanded from him? We have. For what purpose? Just to also twiddle our thumbs? Hey, Vishnu, let's twiddle together. Mahavishnu, you go like this, and I'll go like this. No, he has expanded us to serve him. But he's made us a little special because we have something, a little extra free will. And he wanted to dice it up a little bit. Show us, well, here's my spiritual energy, and here's me. But now, I want to see what kind of servant you are. Here's another energy of mine. Here's another personality. There's me on one side and Maya on the other. There's the spiritual Chit Dham on the other side, and there's Jagat Dham on the other side. Which one do you want? Oh, yeah, you look really good. You have long hair. Spiritual world so effulgent. Oh, but that lady over there, she looks very nice also. What's her name? She's Maya Devi. Acha. Vishnu, Maya Devi, Chit Jagat, Maya Jagat. I know this is really hard to decide. You know, maybe I'll go on Google. I'll go on Google and find out. Maya, characteristics of Maya Devi. Acha, samsara, birth, death, old age, disease. Acha. Characteristics of Chit Dham, spiritual world, Hari Dham, eternal life, blissful moment-to-moment bliss, eternal joy, health, happiness, and youth. Sure. Seems like a good idea to go to Chit Dham, but later. Hey, Maya, Hari Bo. So here we are. And Vishnu says, "Oh, Ray, you fools! Okay, let's dance. I'll be there with you. I'll be right there dancing with Maya Devi in your heart as Shiradakshay Vishnu. This is Leela. We're in the Leela, Shristi Leela. And if you like it, you can stay here and keep dancing eternally. Samsara chakra. But if after some dancing you get tired of dancing and you want to dance to the tune of a different drummer, then you listen to Murali Vadan and you go Goloka Dham. Yes? Yes. So we are now experiencing separation. Even we're separated from Mahavishnu. Are we seeing Mahavishnu? Yogis try their best to attain oneness and union. What is the ultimate lila? Ras lila, union with Krishna. So that means meeting Krishna, seeing Krishna, being with Krishna. This is Sambhog union. So what are the yogis trying to do in this material world? They're trying to have union with Mahavishnu. See him, be with him, perceive him. He's a yogi. That's also union. It's also the prayojan of yoga is union. The prayojan of bhakti is union. The prayojan of the jnani is union, to unify his consciousness with the supreme consciousness and lose it. Lose his identity through union. So union is the goal of yoga, jnana. Karma is to unify your senses with the object of the senses. This is karma. Karma is also union. Unify your senses with the sense objects. Yes? This is karma. So the jivas in the material world are also having lila. And the supreme lila is union. And that's why, then, of course, the perverted reflection of the conjugal union of Lakshmi and Mahavishnu or Radha and Krishna is a man-woman union in this world. Perverted reflection. So we're separated. We're separated from the object of union. Right? The karmi is separated from the objects of the senses. So he tries to get them. The jnani is separated from the object of his meditation, Vishnu. So he tries to catch him by tapa. We're separated from the object of our love. So we try to attain Krishna by bhakti. So our experience in the material world, the jiva, no matter what outlook he has towards philosophy, whether it's karma, jnana, yoga, or bhakti, is viraha, separation. Yes? Therefore, we are separated from the object of our love. So we can't but be in a mood of separation when we chant, whatever we do, but we want to concentrate on bhakti, so that is one aspect. Now we're discussing Mahabhava and union with Krishna, Sambhog Vilas. So separation is an aspect of Krishna Prem, which plays the role of enhancing union between the two lovers, Radhika Shyam. Without separation, union cannot be fully experienced. In Gita Mala 4:25, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bina Viparlamba Ashray Sambhogera Pushti Nai Tai Viparlambera Vidhan. The pleasure of union cannot be fully appreciated without the experiencing the pain of separation. That is the foundation of Viparlamba. I think we've all experienced the pain of separation. The karmi experiences the pain of separation from the objects. Oh, I really want this food. And I'm hungry. So I'm having hunger pains, pangs. Hunger pangs, which means pains. As I'm hungry and I'm separated. So this is there. We're also hungry. We have Trishna. We have hunger. Globa for Krishna. Where is Krishna Kahan? Krishna Kahan. So we're hungry. So we're suffering in separation. If you read the prayers of the acharyas who are teaching the path of Viparlamba Bhajan, they're not saying, you know, life is but a dream and row your boat down the stream and merrily we go and all these things. They're saying, oh, I'm fallen, I'm wretched, I'm miserable, oh, please help me. Prayers of Sharanagati. So this is the foundation, experiencing the pain of separation. That is the foundation of Viparlamba. For we sadhakas, the condition, for we, you and I, the sadhakas, the practitioners of bhakti, The condition of feeling separation is necessary to attain prema and enter Radha and Krishna's pastimes. What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? Krishna prema. Prema pumarta mahan. How will we attain that union? With intense separation. Intense separation brings union. Therefore, Prabhupada says that we have to engage in viparlamba seva. Bhajan is seva. Viparlamba bhajan. So Prabhupada says the word viparlamba seva. What does that mean? What does it mean? Okay, Prabhupada is saying that disciples of ISKCON must engage in viparlamba seva. What's that? Viparlamba means to... So what? First of all, what is seva? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, archanam, vandanam. This is seva. Serving Krishna, seva. But it's viparlamba seva. It means that that seva, whatever activity or devotional practice we are engaging in, it must be imbued with and enriched with genuine feelings of separation from Krishna, our Ishtadev. I feel separated from Krishna. Krishna, I'm worshipping you in your murti form, offering incense, but I'm not really seeing you. I'm not really feeling you. I'm going through the rituals, but I'm so stone-hearted, so dull. It's just like ding, 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 four times feet, two times this, seven times this. This number, that number, three incense, or was it four? No, it's odd numbers, three, five, seven. Pancha Pradeep and this and that. So that's, we have to start somewhere. But that, we have to see and find that mood and that thread. We have to find that mood and thread of separation in everything we do. Because once we come to the level of bhava, and prema, then we'll meet Krishna in everything we do. When we chant the holy name, there'll be union with Krishna when we chant the holy name. When we do puja, we'll have union with Krishna when we do puja. When we sing bhajans, we'll have union with Krishna. When we read the lila, we'll enter the lila at the level of bhava and prema, lila pravesh. But that union, that experience will never happen unless it's preceded by intense viparlamba bhajan. And it's very interesting, because Srila Prabhupada, our beloved, well-wishing founder, he says, do viparlamba bhajan. Who does the baby want to be unified with? Mother. If the mother's there, the baby's usually happy. And he's happiest when he's actually directly in contact with the mother. Even if the mother's in the same room, he may cry. But when he comes in direct contact with the mother, which is sambhog, is vilas, he's directly contacting body to body, then he feels that intimacy, that level of union brings him the greatest joy. Does it not? And that means when he's suckling on the breast of his mother, he's shanti. He's like peaceful, secure, happy, peaceful. Because he's having the most intimate form of union that baby can have with his mother in Vatsalya, motherly love. But if there's any degree of separation by time, by feeling, by attention, then what does he do? He cries. So therefore, day one of ISKCON, Prabhupada says, my dear Bhakta Lucas, you should engage in viparlamba bhajan. Are you engaging in viparlamba bhajan? Oh, Srila Prabhupada, what do you mean? I mean, when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it should be in the mood of separation, viraha bhav, viparlamba bhav. You should be feeling like a child separated from his mother. And you should cry in separation, the genuine crying of a mother who's a baby, who's really separated from his mother. Mommy! You ever hear a child? Mommy, isn't it? Hey, mommy! Mommy, 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 mommy. It's mommy, and it's like cracks the glass, and everybody looks and says, well, "Whose kid is that?" I hope that mother comes fast and shuts that kid up. And so this is Vipralamba Bhajan, Prabhupada saying, day one, cry. Who's crying? Are you crying when you chant the holy name? You're sleeping soundly. That's going to attract your mother? That's going to attract Krishna? Tik nay. How can we have union? How can the baby have union with the mother unless he cries? She thinks he's sleeping in the room, she's in the kitchen. So there's no union or separation. But then, wah! Then, like lightning fast, she's in the room. Drops the pots and pans. Oh, immediately, union. And then she picks him up and she goes like that. So there's some contact. They're meeting. Milan. Sambhog Milan. Mother meeting child. But he's still going, wow, oh, you want more intimate union. Acha. Ah, take this. Ah, that's the thing. Direct contact. So until we have direct contact with Krishna, we should cry. Seeing Krishna, that's the beginning. Hearing Krishna's flute, hearing Krishna, actually hearing, seeing Krishna Naam, Rup, Gun, Leela. This is the goal. The goal is union. We are jivas. This is a Maharas night tonight. Full moon night of the Sharad season. Maharas Bhagavatam is tonight. Tomorrow is 7 o'clock. Purnima Hogya. Full moon. It's Rasa Purnima. Means the full moon is going to be full of Ras. Drink Ras. Rasamrit. Action to Ashtayam Sarana. How to do bhajan to the level of Prem Sambhog. Well, that's pretty much beyond our reach because that's where this whole level of bhajan is for Jatarati Sadhakas primarily, and you'll see that in the chart. It doesn't even say a Jatarati at that level. But at that level, you have bhav, and you're doing the qualification to really do this Prem Sambhog bhajan is bhava. But the whole book is to be read and studied and appreciated by both the devotee with bhav and the devotee without bhav. So I'm trying to prepare the ground so we can approach it from our level of qualification. For we sadhakas, the condition of feeling separation is necessary to attain prema and enter Krishna's pastimes. In the spiritual world, separation is a permanent aspect of the Leela, drama, or divine play of Radhisham, serving to enhance their sweet union. Although separation and union, Vipralamba and Sambho, complement each other, the highest experience of ecstatic spiritual joy and pure love is experienced in union. Whenever Radha is alone and she attains the highest pitch of prema while tasting her Madanaikya Mahabhav in union with her eternal beloved Shyamasundara. Verse 8 of Shikshastakam, Ashlishyamam Parvatam Panashtamam, is describing this Sambhog union aspect of Krishna prema, especially highlighting the Madanaikya Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani. So there's, to understand, so this is, okay, the Madanaikya Mahabhava. So then, this is kind of a step-by-step presentation. So this is why we're kind of going a little bit slow. And then we want to know about Mahabhava. There's some different divisions, of course. This is a review for some people, but generally these things are sometimes a little confusing. Because I mentioned the level of prema on the spiritual world in Bhoma Vrindavan or in Goloka Vrindavan, there is the experience of Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, then Bhav and Mahabhav. So Anurag, basically it's Anurag and then it becomes Bhav, which is basically Mahabhav. But sometimes they divide it into Bhav, Mahabhav, which is really two aspects of Mahabhav, Ruta Mahabhav and Adi Ruta Mahabhav. So when Anurag reaches the stage of Mahabhav, and that Mahabhav is only experienced in the damsels of Braj, because their only wish is to please Krishna. They have Samartha Rati, for which end they are prepared to sacrifice everything. The Dwarka queens cannot experience the supreme delight of Mahabhav. Why? Because they maintain a subdued interest in their own pleasure. So their rati is called Samanjasa Rati. The bliss and sweetness of Mahabhav are of the highest order. The special characteristic of Mahabhav is that its bliss and sweetness are inherent as sweetness is to sugar. Once in Dwarka, because the queens of Dwarka, Satyabhama, Rukmini, Mitravinda, Satya, Kalindi, and Jambavati, and others, they met with Dwarkadish, and they said, "We've heard from Rohini about the gopis of Vrindavan, and we understand that they're very special and extraordinary. And even when you're sleeping at night, you're calling out Radha, Radha, Radha. And we've personally witnessed that the very pillow that you're laying your beautiful head on at night in your bed becomes drenched with your tears of intense love, crying out to Radha, Radha, Radha. So, but we feel that our love is at least equal to the gopis, if not greater." So Krishna said, Dwarkadish said, "All right, we'll see about that." Krishna, late at night, around 11:30 or 12 or so, he left the palace and he went out to the forest surrounding the palace in Dwarka. And he adopted Gopavesh, dressed as a Gopa, and he was now Krishna Madhav Nanda Nandan. He started playing his murli very beautifully, enchantingly and seductively. Incredible music, so sweet and so indescribable. And the queens in Dwarka, they were sleeping in their bed, and they woke up. And they heard this unearthly, incredible sound, divine, celestial sound. And they never heard such a sound in their entire lives. And they were thinking, where is it coming from? Because we have our court minstrels, and they're the royal musicians, and they play in all the functions. They play dundubi drums, and they play sarod, and so many instruments. But hardly, there's so many stringed instruments and percussion, but hardly we ever hear this flute. It's a very simple thing. It's just some piece of bamboo, you put a few holes in it. It's not some elaborate sitar with dried gourds and two gourds and so much. It's a very elaborate production to make these different musical instruments, esaraj and sarod, and these are traditional instruments that were played even then, pakawaj. But flute is like, that's what the villagers play, and the coward people, they play flute to call their cows, and you know, the people, the low-class people. But you know, we are queens of Dwarka. Our ears are not accustomed to hearing these type of sounds. But every single queen was totally captivated. I said, it's just a piece of bamboo with a couple holes in it. How has it captured us? I feel like I become a prisoner of that sound. That sound has captured my very existence and thrown me in a prison cell and locked me there. And I, And I'm compelled and forced to follow that sound and chase after that sound. I must go to the king's quarters. I must go meet my husband, because there's the queen's quarters and the king's. So to ask, who is this musician? Who is playing like this? And so late. I've never heard before. So they went to the palace, the king's bedroom, Dwarkanath. And they went and they said, "Oh, Pati, oh, Prabhu. Huh? The bed was empty. Dwarkadish was not there." And then, as ladies often do, they all get together. So all the queens came together, because they all have individual palaces with individual Dwarkadishes, and they all got together and they met in some gossip room or something. They must have the royal gossip room where all the queens meet and rap all day about whatever. They have the royal theater and the royal dressing room and the royal dining room and the sleep. There must be the royal gossip room. There's a Kope Bhavan. There's actually a room called the angry room. When a wife gets angry, she goes into one room. It's called Kope, which means Bhavan means palace or house. She goes into the angry room and she pouts and throws tantrums and cries and makes a big noise and lets off a lot of steam. And then the husband waits for some time and lets her cool down, and he comes in very slowly. "Oh, Devi? Ah, out!" "Oh, mucho, that's not a good time." And he goes back, and comes back a few hours later. "Devi?" And then she doesn't say anything, she's just sitting. Then he goes in like this. So we have a phrase in English, "I can't cope." "I can't cope." So there must be a gossip room. If there's an angry room, there must be a chit-chat room. Like we have chat line, right? We have chat rooms, right? Don't we have something like that on a computer called a chat room or something? I don't have any direct experience, but I've heard of something like that. So they must have had. So they all got together and said, "Dwarkadish, Mere Dwarkadish is not there." Rukmini said, my Dwarkadish is not there. And then Satyabhama said, "My Dwarkadish is not there either." Because they all have their own Dwarkadish. There's 16,000 palaces and 16,000 Dwarkadishes and 16,000 Vasudevas and 16,000 Devakis and 16,000 Rohinis and 16,000 Balarams and 16,000. It's like that. One for everybody. One Krishna for everyone. Inconceivable. Achintya Shakti. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. So they said, "Did you hear that flute?" And they all said, they're a little more responsive than, they went like their heads moved, and they said, "Yes." "Yeah, we heard it." And then Rukmini said, "Listen, look, we're all ladies, right? Just between you and me, how do you feel when you hear that flute?" That's nothing else. It's nice flute. Come on. Tell me the truth." Each one of those queens, they felt totally captivated, totally enchanted. And they said, I think that this flute player must be Dwarkadish. He's not here. He's not in any of our palaces. I want to go there. The flute is pulling me there, forcing me to run there. I want to run there. But how can I do that? How can I just, if I walk out, it's 12 o'clock now, 12:15. If I walk out, all the palace guards and they, "Are, Rani, oh Rani, Kahangaya," or whatever you say, "Where are you going?" or something, "Kahangaya, where are you going?" And they'll say, "Stop," and they'll, "Wait a minute, I have to, stop, where's your putti, where's Dwarkadish?" Queen can't walk out of the palace at 12:30, "I'm going for a walk in the jungle." Impossible. She can't say, "Some flute player is attracting me. I'm going to chase some," because she says, "Oh, I heard some flute player, that means some Shudra, some Vaishya, what is this?" They didn't do that even, they just thought, "We can't do that. We're bound, we're restricted. There's so many rules and laws and we have to move." So anyway, what to do? So then they went back to sleep. And Dwarkadish came back, he adopted his Rajvesh, and he went to sleep. The next day, he met all these queens. And he asked me, he said, did anything unusual happen last night? And they said, yes, we around 12 o'clock, we heard this wonderful enchanting flute being played. And we were so much attracted, we wanted to run out there, but we couldn't. We're bound. We're restricted by so many rules and regulations. And then Dwargadish said, yes, that was me. I was testing you. You all failed the test. That's why the love of the gopis is supreme. Yadustyajam swajanam aryapatam chahitva. They can give up everything. Yadustyajam swajanam aryapatam. Aryapat, the path of dharma. Pati brata, loka dharma, stri dharma, pati, everything they could give up. When I played that same, I played the same Krishna in the forest, playing the same flute and the same ragas. But when the gopis heard it, they dropped everything. They dropped their husbands, the babies of their sisters, if they were taking care of them. They dropped everything, even their clothes and their ornamentation, everything. They dropped their name, they dropped their fame, their shame, everything, and they just busted out of the house. Anyway, they totally ignored them. And everyone was, wait, where are you going? Shut up, forget it. They didn't think of the reaction or the response or the repercussions of their actions. No consideration. This is the Samartha Rati, the Nirmal Vishuddha Prema of the Braja Gopis, incomparable, inconceivable, and unbelievable. Such intensity of dedication, love, sacrifice, utter self-forgetfulness for the pleasure and happiness of Radha Shyam. This is the goal of life. Such bhav. Every action has a backing. What is the backing? The backing is the bhav. You must have heard the phrase, it doesn't matter what you do, it's how you do it that counts. If you're serving food, you're serving prasadam, for example, slop, slop, plop, slop, plop, slop, plop. You know, you take a spoon and just plop it on the person's. So you're serving, but not very devotionally or very carefully or attentively or respectfully, just getting the job done as fast as possible. So it's not. So two people are both serving. One's serving with Krishna consciousness and one's serving with Rajagun, material consciousness. So it's the bhav, it's the feeling behind the activity. So we have to understand what makes the gopis tick? What makes the gopis move and act in that way? It's a certain bhav, certain inner sentiment and attachment and love for Krishna that they have, which is inestimable, and fully and completely escapes even the perception and conception and understanding of the greatest rishis and the greatest intelligentsia of the likes of Uddhava Mahashaya and Indra and Brahma and Shiva. Narada Muni, they cannot, with all their intelligence and all their perception, and on top of Balam, they cannot understand these little abala, Braja abala. Braja abala means these weak little lotus-stemmed arm gopis, how they've captured the heart of Bhagavan Sri Krishna with the intensity of their sacrifice, dedication, love, and service. And they're amazed. They're stupefied. Stunned. And then their only response, Brahma, Narada, Shiva. Shiva says, let me become a rock in Vrindavan. Uddhava said, let me become a blade of grass. And Brahma said, let me become a blade of grass. That's about where I should start my Braja Bhajan there. Let me start from that level of appreciation. Let me start from the bottom up, as they say. I think maybe a good position for me would be a rock, so that the gopis or the brijbasis, when they come back from cow herding, they can wipe their cow dung off on me. They can wipe the cow dung off their feet before they go into the palace. That was Shiva's aspiration. Let me become a rock so they can, like people, scrape the the dung, the gober off their feet before they go in the house. And then Brahma said, let me become a blade of grass so the cows can step on me. And maybe some pollen from Krishna's garland will fall off the cow's back by chance. Some of that flower pollen that fell off Krishna's garland when he was embracing the cow, it will fall off the back of the cow and land on my grass body and give me some mercy. This is the extent of the humility and the astonishing response that they had. So Anurag reaches the stage of Mahabhav only in the damsels of Braj, because only their wish is to please the pleasure of Krishna, for which they have prepared to sacrifice everything. This is a review. The Dwarka queens cannot experience the supreme delight and Mahabhav because they maintain a subdued interest in their own pleasure. So this is just to remind what we just said. The bliss and sweetness experienced in Mahabhav does not depend on any external factor. The mind of the Braja Gopis who has attained Mahabhav actually dissolves into Mahabhav. That's why we say Mahabhav Sarupini Radharani Ki Jai. Because her mind is Mahabhav, her body is Mahabhav, her heart is Mahabhav, everything just dissolves. Actually dissolves into Mahabhav and then ceases to exist separately. That's why Advaitacharya, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your mind is Vrindavan, Moramana Vrindavan. Usually the mind is not exactly Vrindavan. It has different faculties and aspects of the mind, the functioning mind, but his mind became Vrindavan. Vrindavan means Radha and Krishna. So the gopis, their whole being dissolves into Mahabhav. They are the embodiments and walking forms of Mahabhav. The result is, they don't exist anymore separately. It's Vishakha Mahabhav, Radharani Mahabhav, Lalita Mahabhav. The result is that in the activity of the activities of the sense organs, which were previously controlled by the mind, are now directed by and expressing the Mahabhav of that particular gopi. It's a very interesting point when Acharya describes Mahabhav. Because their whole mind and being dissolves into this Mahabhav, which it dissolves into Prem, so they become Prem Sarup. Like we say, this Radharkund is Radharani. This is the Prem Sarup of Radharani. Radharani melts Vishnu Chakravarti, and this kind of goes together here. He, in Brajvati Chintamani, he says that this Radharkund, Radharani saw Krishna, and she melted into a pool of bliss, and that became Radharkund. And Krishna saw Radharani, and that melted into a pool of bliss, and that became Shyamakund. So the same thing is being said there, that the Mahabhav dissolves the whole being and mind and mental quantum. The mental quantum of the gopis dissolves into their Mahabhav. Now their sense organs, their eye, the sense organ means that the gopis' eyes, the gopis' nose, their sense of taste, smell, sight, touch, hearing. It used to be interacting with the mind and the senses. So it also works there, the transcendental mind and spiritual senses. And that's true in Vaikuntha, or that's true in some other rasa. But in this Madhura rasa, in this Gopika Prem, it's something different. The result is that the activities of the sense organs, eyes, nose, which were previously controlled by the mind, are now directed by and expressing the Mahabhav of that particular gopi. Therefore, because the gopis are acting only out of Mahabhav, they're speaking out of Mahabhav, they're hearing out of Mahabhav, they're tasting, touching, everything out of Mahabhav, whatever they do pleases Krishna. Mahabhav, the greatest bhav, the greatest sentiment, the greatest love, the greatest feelings. Whatever they do, whatever the Braja Gopis do, pleases Krishna. Even when the gopis, they rebuke and chastise Krishna. You dirt, you lumpat, you kaput, you kalunkan, you spotted dirty fellow, black fellow, you liar, you cheater. Ah, lay it on. Bliss, Anand. That gives him more pleasure than all the praises sung by the Vedas. So we'll start tomorrow on the description of the levels, the different levels and types of Mahabhav. Bhajan Rahasyam Ki Jai.